Sabbath blessing and welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. And for those that will be listening on other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone. I would like to welcome all the family that are in the room. Just give me a few seconds, okay. Welcome, dear ones, to our part two review of our chapter 73, entitled Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, on this Sabbath, December 18, 2021. This is our lesson 345. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. Our new Tiny Tots song is located in the hymn book, is number 508, entitled Anywhere with Jesus, and our dear brother Gray will be the one to share it with us.
Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere he leads me in this world below. Anywhere without him, dearest joys would fade. Anywhere with Jesus, I am not afraid. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus, I am not alone. Other friends may fail me, he is still my own. Though his hand may lead me over dreary ways, anywhere with Jesus is a house of praise. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus I can go to sleep. When the gloomy shadows round about me creep. Knowing I shall waken nevermore to roam. Anywhere with Jesus will be home, sweet home. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. We are going to end our lesson concerning the Lord's Prayer, this particular review section, and our dear brother Josh will be the one to lead it out.
Blessings, everyone. Let's see today's reading. Chapter 30, The Lord's Prayer. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Matthew 6:13. The last, like the first sentence of the Lord's Prayer, points to our Father as above all power and authority in every name that is named. The Savior beheld the years that stretched out before his disciples, not as they had dreamed, lying in the sunshine of worldly prosperity and honor, but dark with the tempest of human hatred and satanic wrath. Amid national strife and ruin, the steps of the disciples would be beset with perils, and often their hearts would be oppressed by fear. They were to see Jerusalem a desolation, the temple slipped away, its worship forever ended, and Israel scattered to all lands, like wrecks on a desert shore. Jesus said, "Ye shall hear of wars, rumors of wars. Nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." Matthew 24:6-8. Yet Christ's followers were not to fear that their hope was lost or that God had forsaken the earth. The power and the glory belong unto him whose great purposes will still move on, unthwarted toward the consummation. In the prayer that breathes their daily wants, the disciples of Christ were directed to look above all the power and dominion of evil. Unto the Lord their God, whose kingdom rule over all, who is their Father and everlasting friend. Continuing next slide. Continue. The ruin of Jerusalem was a symbol of the final ruin that shall overwhelm the world. The prophecies that received a partial fulfillment in the overthrow of Jerusalem have a more direct application to the last days. We are now standing on the threshold of great and solemn events. The crisis is before us, such as the world has never witnessed. And sweetly to us, as to the first disciples, comes the assurance that God's kingdom rules over all. The program of coming events is in the hands of our Maker. The majesty of heaven has the destiny of nations as well as the concerns of his church in his own charge. The divine instructor is saying to every age of the accomplishment of his plans, as he said to Cyrus, I gird thee, though thou hast not known me. Isaiah 45:5. PhD entry 3, paragraph 1. In the vision of the prophet Ezekiel, there was the appearance of a hand beneath the wings of the cherubim. This is to teach his servants that it is divine power that, which gives them success. Those whom God employs as his messengers are not to feel that his work is dependent upon them. Fated beings are not left to carry this burden of responsibility. He who slumbers not, who is continually at work for the accomplishment of his designs, will carry forward his own work. He will thwart the purposes of wicked men and will bring to confusion the counsel of those who plot mischief against his people. Continuing the next slide. He who is the King, the Lord of hosts, sitteth between the cherubim, and amid the strife and tumult of nations, he guards his children still. He who ruleth in the heavens is our Savior. He measures every trial. He watches the furnace fire that must test every soul. When the strongholds of kings shall be overthrown, when the arrows of wrath shall strike through the hearts of his enemies, his people will be safe in his hands. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. In thy hand is power and might, and thy hand is to make great, and to give strength unto all. 1 Chronicles 29:11-12. Pages 302, paragraph 2 to page 303, paragraph 3. Amen. And we'll give it back tomorrow.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear Brother Josh. We have come to the end of the Lord's Prayer Review, and I hope and pray that we will all come away with a rich knowledge and a deep devotion when approaching the throne of our God with reverence for our King, Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, dear ones, I have good news. Dear Remnant family, guests, and little ones, we have a small announcement regarding our program for our precious toddler. Next week, we will finally resume our story time section of our Tiny Tot lesson. Our book selection is entitled The Story. Well, dear ones, welcome to all of dear family that are just coming in. Dear Remnant family, guests, and little ones, I have a small announcement regarding our program for our precious toddlers. Next week, we will finally resume our story time section of our Tiny Tot lesson. Our book selection is entitled The Story of Jesus. These are adapted material from the LNGY 1896-1900, and we will begin with chapter 1 entitled The Birth of Jesus. If any one of the little tiny tots, by the help of their parents or elder siblings, would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Blessings, everyone.
Blessings, everyone. Thank you, God, for this Sabbath. Thank you, Roby. and Miss Tina.
Thank you for the Sabbath day. Please keep us and guide us. Help us to learn of your words.
Help us to learn of your words.
And bless us according to your perfect will.
And help us according to your perfect will.
In Jesus' name we pray.
I know, Mom, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, this new section that we added was a request of the parents. If there's any testimony from the little ones, tiny tots, as being mommy's and daddy little blessing or helpers, you may be able to unmute your mic, dear ones.
Sad blessings, everyone. I'm extremely blessed to see this section of mother's little helper and mommy's and daddy's little blessing, and it is helping in a lot of different ways in terms of parents being patient with the children. Oftentimes we're so busy throughout the day that as we're going, our little ones want to help, but because it's simply just easier for us to do it and get it done, we gloss over it. And we just do it as opposed to taking the time out to teach them little things that will grow into bigger things if we take the due diligence, to continue to help them to, use their muscles and helping, and growing in ways that will be beneficial to the, to them and also to us. So, this week on Mommy's and Daddy's Little Helpers or Little Blessings, I just wanted to highlight that Haley, my 5-year-old, took it upon herself to help to wash the dishes. And she particularly was happy, to do so in helping her older brother, whose chores that is, and also in helping me. And I must say by the grace of God that she did a really good job. I said that I would probably hire her over her bigger brother, but, I just wanted to share that. And it's not limited to just Haley. We have in the home Tyshawn and Talia, and Emma as well. And by the grace of God, I have created like a little chore chart where one is responsible for cleaning up the area they play. One is responsible for cleaning up, you know, packing away the dishes or helping to set the table of the sort. And that helps them to grow in a way that we may not even see at this moment. But, and help me too to alleviate some of the bigger burden.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else that would like to share their little blessing with the little ones as mommy's and daddy's helper? You may unmute your mic. We will continue with our study. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. So it is time for our tiny tots and parents to share their experience in God's creation with nature. So let's have a little listening ears, little one, that you may be able to see or hear what your mom or your daddy has seen in nature to learn more about God's creation. I'm not sure if dear Sister Christina is in this or the pictures that was sent from the Maros family.
Okay, I'm fine. So the, on the location of Ohio that I live in, there are a lot of, evergreen trees. This just happens to be the biggest one that I have seen. I see it on a daily basis as I take Danielle to school. At the top of the tree, you'll notice that there's like a reddish brown color. Those are not the leaves. Those are pine cones that are at the top of the tree. In the lower of the tree, it's just the pine leaves. I guess that's what you can call them. But this tree is huge, and it stands right in the front of the yard of the school where my daughter goes to. And then behind it, there are two smaller ones that are in the back, aligned with some other type of trees. I don't know if those are evergreen trees or not, but they're still green, but they don't look the same as this one. But I look at this tree every single day and notice how the pine cones are only at the top. It used to be filled with them, but for some reason the bottom doesn't have them anymore. The top does, and I just notice how tall the tree stands upright. Also, I took a picture of the moon as I was sitting in my car waiting to go into work. I tend to procrastinate when I go into work, so I get to work a little early, and I'll literally wait for about to the last 2 minutes of me having to walk in the door. So I sat there and was just looking at the moon, and I saw this night the moon was full. And there were clouds literally like around it. So I thought it was nice and just took a picture of it. But I've never gone up to the tree and smelt it or tasted it or touched it. I just notice it while I'm sitting in the car. I notice a lot of things more so when I'm just sitting there minding my own business. But these were the two pictures that I've taken for the week.
And continuing, thank you for sharing, Sister Christina. Beautiful pictures. In front of my home right here, I also have an evergreen tree. It doesn't look all that green as the winter is upon it, but it's sitting right in front of my stairs to go inside my home. As many know, it saddens my heart all the time to see, especially around this time of year, that people cut it down, and take it and, you know, do it for their celebration. Especially that this tree, you know, it stands as it is, from its born, at least toward, from my knowledge, for how I see it. But I'm happy to learn some more about it, of course. And then also, I learned so much from when our dear brother Josh, gives us the meaning and the reading of all of the things that we see in nature. And so one day I was looking out my back window, and I saw this low hanging cloud. And you could see how near it looked to the trees in the picture. It's a little zoomed in, but I just wanted to take the opportunity again. Of course, we learn about the clouds in science class and so on and so forth. But I just wanted to learn a little bit more according to what a thus saith the Lord, or a word from, you know, the spirit of prophecy, or anything biblical in terms of the clouds in the sky and the meaning. I'm pretty sure there are great meanings that we might not have considered. So I'm looking forward to learning about that. And that's just what I wanted to share. And I'm hoping to keep this in prayer about not having to remove this evergreen tree from in front of the home. As I'm hoping to be able to get some more information about it. We would like some more parking space, because getting parking is hard to get. And so one of the consideration was to remove this evergreen tree. And I have been standing still asking, no, do anything else except to remove this evergreen tree. It has to stay there. And especially that I know that is a symbol, for, you know, Christians and those that are standing in Christ. So, keeping that in prayer as well.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear family. We can't wait for next week, by God's word, so we can be able to learn a little bit more concerning for what the Lord had made them and the secret that is hid from our Creator. A little walk with Jesus make it right, all right. A little walk with Jesus makes it right, all right. If you're naughty or unkind, praise the Lord, you'll always find. A little walk with Jesus makes it right, all right. Our opening song is a hymn entitled, I Am Thine, O Lord, also known as Draw Me Nearer. You can find it also in the hymn book, number 306. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take one of the verses, you may unmute your mic to do so. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told that love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. May my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious feet inside. Oh, the purity light of a single hour that before thy throne I stand. When I kneel and with thee my back, I can hear as a friend with a friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the little ones, elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to open our family review with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so. Here once.
Hello, blessing everyone. Thank you, God, for this epic day. Please protect the word they're about to learn. If the people that's here, not here today, I hope they feel okay. They'll come on the another Saturday then. And please protect everybody that's here though. That's fine. Please protect this, that all the 7 days, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our opening quote is taken from the Bible in our chapter from John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. It's a memory verse with a margin, and it goes like this.
Hello.
I'm sorry.
Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.
Blessed Sabbath, Sister Shaka.
Blessed Sabbath, thank you.
Welcome, we are so glad that you're here.
Thank you.
Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John chapter 14, 1 through 3. So what have we learned and ways we have grown this week, dear ones? Before we hear all the answers to the 6 questions or anything else you would like to share with your remnant family, we are going to take a few minutes to go over a part 1 of our new chapter entitled Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to begin with the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so. Dear ones,
looking upon this
disciples
will
with divine
love and will
with
the
tenderest
sympathy
Christ
they
said
not
now
is the Son.
Very good. Let's go.
And
of maybe my fingers should be quit with your finger. Son of
man.
Mm-hmm.
Glorified,
mm-hmm.
And good.
God
is
mm-hmm.
glorified in
mm-hmm.
in him.
Very good. Keep going.
Judas. Had
mm-hmm.
had
mm-hmm.
left
mm-hmm.
the
upper
chamber and
mm-hmm. Christ
Wise.
Very good. Alone.
Alone.
With.
With. The.
11. Next slide, please. Thank you very much. I said it for you. Continuing, Desire of Ages, page 662. He was about to
speak
of his
approaching
separation
from them.
But before
doing this,
he pointed
to
the great object of his mission. It was this that
he kept
ever before him. It was
his joy
that all
his humiliation
and suffering would glorify the Father's name. To this,
he first directs
the thoughts
of his
disciples. Desire of Ages, page 662, paragraph 1. Thank you, Emma.
The Desire of Ages, page 662. Continuing, then addressing them by the endearing term, little children, he said, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, Desire of Ages, page 662, paragraph 2. And the side on the bottom, on the right, it says, little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, John 13:33, King James Version.
Verse 7. The disciples could not rejoice when they heard this. Fear fell upon them. They pressed close about the Savior, their Master and Lord, their beloved teacher and friend. He was dearer to them than life. To him they had looked for help in all their difficulties, for comfort in their sorrows and disappointment. Now he was to leave them, a lonely, dependent company. Dark were the foreboding that filled their hearts. I can't see the bottom. I'm sorry.
It's okay, dear sister. Desire Ages, page 662, paragraph 3. We are continuing on the same page. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Continuing. But the Savior's words to them were full of hope. He knew that they were to be assailed by the enemy, and that Satan's craft is most successful against those who are depressed by difficulties. Therefore, he pointed them away from the things which are seen to the things which are not seen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. From earthly exile, he turned their thoughts to the heavenly home. And that was taken from Desire of Ages, page 662, paragraph 4. And on the slide, it has 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, and it says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, while the things which are not seen are eternal. And we see a bit, the words above that scripture taken from the King James Version, and it says eternal glory. And it shows basically
I think it's a mounting and the transcending between the worlds. Thank you.
Continuing. Let not your heart be troubled, he said. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. For your sake, I came into the world. I am working in your behalf when I go away. Danielle, can you tell me what the last sentences are? Because I can't see what this says. Oh, never mind. I got it. When I go away, I shall still work earnestly for you. Desire of Ages, page 663. Next slide, please. Continuing. Christy? I came into the world to reveal
myself
to you
that you
might
believe.
I go to the Father.
The Father.
To cooperate.
With him.
In your.
My turn.
Yes, it is. In your behalf.
Yeah.
The object
of
Christ's departure
was
the
opposite
of what
the disciples feared.
Good. Jay, come on. Yes, it is. It did not
mean a final separation.
Separation.
He was going
to prepare a place for them. Good, Christian. For them. That he might come again. And receive them unto himself. While he was building mansions for them, they were to build characters after the divine similitude. Good. Desire of Ages, 663, paragraph 1. The slide on the side says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. John chapter 14, verse 2 says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you."
The desire of ages, page 663. Still, the disciples were perplexed. Thomas, always troubled by doubts, said, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, but how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him." Desire of Ages, page 663, paragraph 2. And on the side on the bottom right says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." John 14:6. It says on that staircase, "Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven." Amen.
Continuing the reading. "There are not many ways to heaven. Each one may..."
Continuing the reading. Desire of Ages, page 663. "There are not many ways to heaven. Each one may not choose his own way." Christ said, "I am the way. No man come unto the Father but by me." Since the first gospel sermon was preached, when in Eden it was declared that the seed of the woman should bruise the serpent's head. Next slide, please. Okay, and on the side of the slide, it says, Genesis 3:15, and I will put an enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Amen. Continue in the next line. Desire of Ages 663. "Christ had been uplifted as the way, the truth, and the life." Amen. "He was the way when Adam lived, when Abel presented to God the blood of the slain lamb, presenting the blood of the Redeemer. Christ was the way by which the patriarch and prophet was saved. He is the way by which alone we can have access to God." Amen. And that was Desire of Ages, page 663. Amen.
Paragraph 3. Amen. Good job, everyone. So let us consider this verse for our review section, taken from 1 Peter 3:15, King James Version. "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." And with that said, dear ones, what have we learned and ways we have grown? We are going to open the section where we want to ask all the little ones, mommies or daddies, to take out the worksheet that you can share your answer to the 6 questions that we have preserved for this review section. And for those that are in other devices and cannot see the screen, I will read out the 6 questions. Please feel free to share what is in your heart to help the little ones and the elder siblings. Number 1, who is the main character or characters of this first part of our new lesson? Number two, what is the main idea for this section of our story? Number three, where did the story take place? Number four, when did the story begin? Number five, how could you relate to the story? And the last one, what did you learn from this lesson? If you are able to type it in the room, or if you have a mic, you can be able to open the mic to share your answer. Who will be the first one to do number one? May you unmute your mic.
The answer is Jesus and his disciples.
Teacher Rosie, can you hear us? I think you have your volume muted.
The answer to the question two was the idea for the session of our story. Christ telling his disciples about his departure and return.
Mommy, can I go downstairs?
Yes, we can. Where did the story take place for question number three? We know that the story is continuing in the upper chamber. Where is the upper chamber? In Jerusalem, I believe. Someone feel free to correct me. This section of this particular part of in the upper part in the for number four, when did the story begin? For this particular chapter, we see that this is when the communion had ended and Judas had departed from the upper chamber. We saw that this was the time that Christ was able to sit with the 11 of the rest of the disciples so that he can strengthen them for what was about to come.
How I can, my question, my answer to number five, how can you relate the story, is Jesus was letting the disciples know he was leaving to make their new home.
I can relate to, adding on to this number five in terms of how I can relate. If we see here that Christ was, telling the disciples of what was about to happen, but also turning their thoughts away from the dreadful thing to place it on heavenly things, and still they were perplexed. And so it is with us here, human beings. We know that the enemy is already a defeated foe, yet when assailed with difficulties, we still become perplexed. But as Christ was doing and not dwelling on those difficulties that he know that he had to endure, so we are to also not dwell on those difficulties, but to look up continuously to know that we've already been victorious in Jesus, through Jesus, to know that our enemy is already a defeated foe, to continue to walk, to know that we are on the side of Christ as Christ is on the side of us, and to hold on to that. And it's easier said than done, because here are people who was sitting next to Christ, eating with Christ, being with Christ. How much more should they have understood this and felt this, but yet we see that they're perplexed. So I was able to relate to that as someone through the generations who is still going through and still sometimes being perplexed when difficulties comes.
How I can relate to the story, just from recent events for this past week, I've been struggling with the the death of my children's father, and it'll be a year in January now, that to the point to where it has continued to affect my heart and being able to work. So I've had 3 heart attacks within just 1 week. So I have to come to a realization that our difficulties are there to be able to mold us into our characters that the Lord is intending for us to have. It is not there for us to dwell on, because in dwelling on them, it will literally take your life. And the part that is more important is that Jesus already died for us. So for us to sit and wallow in our dispensations and our perplexities or in our trials and the thing in life itself, when it's not working in our behalf, is not going to benefit us in any manner when our focus should be on what the Lord has already done for us. So if we decide to adjust our lens and allow the Lord to cleanse our lenses so that we can see more properly what it is that the Lord has brought us out of and where He is going to continue to direct us to, then our spirit will be uplifted a little more. So as we go day to day in our daily life, then we need to continue to ask the Lord to cleanse our eyes so that we may behold the things that He's looking at, so that we won't keep wallowing into the same situations that are going to continue to bring us lower and lower. I was, the Lord had moved me to minister to 2 people, a person in Texas and a person here in Ohio, with the same exact problem. And the Lord just had me just to let them know that we're in a lot of our situations are there because of self-affliction. We put ourselves there. The Lord did not intend for us to be there, but because of our own decisions, it put us in that hellhole, if you will. So, but if the Lord allowed it, it's because apparently somewhere in there we need to be able to allow that situation to chisel our character so that it will become a jewel and precious in the sight of God. So our lenses need to be cleansed. It needs to be refocused on the things of the Lord so that we will be able to walk prosperously and be victorious in our day-to-day lives.
Amen. I just want to add to what Sister Christina was saying on page, on fly 29. It says he knew that they were to be assailed by the enemy and that Satan's craft is most successful against those who are depressed by difficulties. So that was his number one craft, is like, if we are worried, if we are fretful, if we are depressed, So that we can know that is the craft of the enemy, and that so that we can run to Christ, which is our Savior in every aspect. And it will take faith for us to do that, because it dwells in the unseen, and which is where He is directing our sight to the unseen.
Amen. And if no one else, I would love to talk about what I have learned from number 6. If no one else has anything for number 5, I stand and agree with everything that was said in regards to how we can relate to the story. What did you learn from this lesson, number 6? So still learning from the lesson, as our dear Sister Grace just brought out, about knowing exactly when the devil is going to tempt us and those times when we are in a difficult situation. And it brought back to mind, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. and something to keep in our hearts by the grace of God to continue to persevere, to know exactly on those times that we are feeling down, sing a song. Rebuke that spirit. Sing praises. As I had given in my testimony last time, how I was feeling boggled and I tried to do better. And as I was going through it, I just in my mind, not even out loud, just cried out to God once more after several times of doing it and not still letting go. And this time I prayed and I just got up and I went. I didn't even know when the burden was lifted, but I felt a difference in my being. So I prayed that I'm learning that and is still learning day by day. Basically just to hold on to God to the very end. If nothing else, we're lost. We're dead. The enemy will overcome us. And the Lord has given us so much provisions in order for him not to be able to do that. And I pray that we will hold on to the very end. And that's just what I'm learning. I can't say that I have learned because it's a day by day thing. What I'm able to overcome today, I may not have the strength to do it tomorrow, but I pray by Jesus Christ for his strength and for his mercy and not to be able to lean on my own understanding because it is so frail, it is so fragile, and it's so broken. So to God be the glory. And as I said, I'm still learning.
What I've learned and what I am learning is to be able to identify the root of the whole problem. If when I'm finding myself in a place where I feel like I'm going into a depression. So I'm learning to be able to identify why and from there be able to come up with a conclusion on how to resolve the situation before allowing it to consume my life. So yeah, that's all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing to hear all that what the Lord has done. Even though the instrument might be sharp, maybe it may be very painful, but your pain and all that you have to go through also becomes a blessing for others. Because as you go through it, you are able to glorify God when you become victorious in the circumstances, and it could become a blessing for another person that might be going through the same thing, and you can just glorify God on the goodness that he has done. One of the books that had always helped me was the book of Job, where even Job in himself wanted to figure out why, even though he felt in his heart that he was doing everything, that he felt it was okay. But when he thought he was being punished, the Lord wanted everybody to see what was causing Job to be so faithful to him. And being that people only can see flesh, flesh was being afflicted. But yet, only those that are acquainted with the Spirit can be able to know that sometimes in these circumstances, the Lord wants many to be able to understand that is you're holding on to his word, believing in his promises. And sometimes the people cannot see it because faith only coming by hearing of the word of God. So the afflictions are instrument in the hands of God to be able to not only glorify him more, but to draw many as well unto him. Welcome to all of the dear brethren that are joining us. We have found also a beautiful poem that we would like to share. This one is taken from Fundamentals of Christian Education. And if any one of the dear brethren would like to share it in the room, may you unmute your mind to do so, dear ones.
Jesus Christ has given himself as a complete offering in behalf of every fallen son and daughter of Adam. Oh, what humiliation he bore, how he descended, step after step, lower and lower in the path of humiliation. yet he never degraded his soul with one foul blot of sin. All this he suffered that he might lift you up, cleanse, refine, and ennoble you, and place you as a joint heir with himself upon his throne. How shall you make your calling and election sure? What is the way of salvation? Christ says, I am the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. However sinful, however guilty you may be, you are called, you are chosen. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Not one will be forced against his will to come to Jesus Christ. The majesty of heaven, the only begotten Son of the true and living God. The majesty of heaven, the only begotten Son of the true and living God, opened the way for you to come to him by giving his life as a sacrifice on Calvary's cross. But while he suffered all this for you, he is too pure. He is too just to behold iniquity. But even this need not keep you away from him. For he says, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repent. Let perishing souls come to him just as they are, without one plea, and plead the atoning blood of Christ. And they will find acceptance with God, who dwelleth in glory between the cherubim above the mercy seat. The blood of Jesus is a never-failing passport, by which all your petitions may find access to the throne of God. Christian Education, 1893.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister D. And it's lovely to be able to hear your voice. By God's grace, we also have a beautiful poem. And this one is taken from Family Bible, Lesson 5, The Solar System, the Sun's, the Student, page 10. From the Children Bible Activity Book from the Sunlight Education Ministry of Homeschooling for the Bible. And it's entitled The Spreading Gospel. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take one of the verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
The heavens declare thy glory, Lord, in every star thy wisdom shines. But viewing Christ within thy word, we read thy love is clearer lines, in clearer lines.
The rolling sun, the changing light, and nights and says their power confess. But the light, but the blessed volume thou didst write, reveals thy justice and thy grace.
Wide be thy spreading gospel, preach till through the world thy truth has run, till Christ has all the nations reach, that see the light or feel the sun.
Great Sun of Righteousness, arise. Bless the dark world with heavenly light. Thy gospel makes the simple wise. Thy laws are pure, thy judgments right. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, if there's a testimony to be able to share, if you have one that you may think about it maybe later as we close our family meetings, you can be able to do so even after we receive all the services for today. I hope and pray everyone was blessed, dear one. So next week, by God's grace, we will continue with our part 2 of our new chapter entitled, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little one, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close our review section with a prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, we thank you, Father Jesus, for your blessed Sabbath day. And we also thank you for your word and the beautiful lessons that you have provided for us. We thank you that you did not leave us without a guide into this world, but has given us every tool and everything that we need to know exactly where you are, where you have been, and that you are with us, even until this day, and will be with us forever. As we move on to the next section. We just want to thank you for the participation of all the lovely children and all their parents. May all these lessons be a blessing to their life as well. Be with the ones that will continue into the other section. Bless them, keep them, provide the word that will be spoken. May everything be to your honor and glory. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name, amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we are going to continue our chapter. But this is part two on Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. And that will be December 25th, 2021. May you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, living this beautiful scripture from Galatians 6:10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. God bless everyone.
God bless you.